Just a week ago, hard to imagine, I was in the middle of the Sea of Cortez, fishing successfully. So your prayers, those who were praying for me and not the fish, helped out a lot. I've never done deep sea fishing before. I've done river and lake and, you know, stream, but it's really different. And the ship was maybe the boat. It was 20 feet long. And we're in the middle of just the Sea of Cortez, which is surrounded by mountains, barren mountains of Baja. Doesn't rain a lot down there. And the waves are soft, but the fish are big. And when you catch one, you got to fight with the thing. And a lot of the times, they outsmarted us, but not enough times. But in between those tremendous moments of excitement, that primal nature of the hunt, which is deep inside of us, how we survived in the ancient days before supermarkets, there's this just deep sense of wonder and awe at the beauty of this really untouched, almost lunar landscape. And I say lunar because the hills are, this may be like a little bit of green scruff on them, but it's rocks. It could be the surface of a planet. And you realize, I realized just how really small I am in that vast sea and how little separated me between the depths, this little skiff that we were on, and what might have gone wrong. Or what if something besides the jack, the yellowtails that we were going after, went after the boat? Because we were draining them over the side of the boat, so to get the blood out better. And it's just this intense being connected with God and the world and mortality and wonder and awe. It's beautiful. This week's Parsha sort of touches on that in a very different landscape, though also with a desert element, because we are in the book of Bamidbar, the book of in the desert, is how it literally, or in the wilderness, is what Bamidbar literally means. And our ancestors are there, having their own sort of awe, and having a relationship to God at the Ohel Moed, at the tent of meeting. But they were this campsite Jews. And periodically you have to pick up from your camp and move. And when you've got 600,000 people at that campsite, and then some, it's a logistical supply line issue also. And our Torah portion's all about supply lines because it's dividing up the task of how this tent is going to be packed up. This tent in which our ancestors found and encountered God, as I did on the Sea of Cortez. And the very last verse of this section of Torah, which is dealing with the census and who's carrying it, this very last verse is very strange. It's about the Kahati, the Kohatites, who are one branch of the Levites. And their job is to be the schleppers. That's their job. They don't break down the tent, they haul the tent. And the last line says that they must not look at any of the components of the tent of meeting once it's broken down, lest the holiness be swallowed up and they die. Strange verse, right? So strange that our commentator sort of wondered, what does that mean, that the holiness would be swallowed up and they would die? Physical death? Spiritual death? It's not clear. And one possibility is that when you have a moment of holiness and you break it down into pieces, it kind of disappears. Sort of in the way that today we don't have heroes, because we have so much media news about our heroes that they're broken down into all their parts, not only their grandeur, but their humanness, and we don't believe anymore. And maybe it means that if the Kahati looked at what his tent was, where God appeared, and realized it was nothing but hooks and rods and tent poles, they wouldn't be able to find God. And on the other hand, other commentators said, maybe they would be so touched that they would get enraptured and be lost looking at those objects of holiness and not be able to connect. Earlier we recited a prayer, and I said, how many of you does this feel a little bit alien, this tremendously close language of God that the psalmist talked about? We live in an era, and we're standing at Sinai and about to receive the Torah. And we know that regardless of what our connection is to God and spirituality, we know our ancestors believed, and they took this Torah, and because they believed, we are all here. And we're in a world that is looking for these moments of transcendence. And for some of us, it's going to occur by breaking it down and understanding and seeing and finding the wonder in the small pieces. And for others of us, it's going to be by not doing that. It's going to be by letting go of the doubt that breaks things up and taking in that big picture that lets us be in wonder to this amazing world and the God who stands behind it. As we prepare to reach Sinai, I wish you, I bless you each with moments like I had on the Sea of Cortez, like our ancestors had in a desert tent, moments where you can be touched and remember how small we are and how connected to that which is largest of all. Shabbat Shalom, Chag Sameach.